from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's go out. North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's talk to Michael Sean Dugard, The Athletic, covers the Seahawks man-to-man podcast as well, as he joins us right here on The Fan. Michael, how's it going today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. We're trying to get ready for the Browns and the Seahawks, and we're trying to figure out why. Well, you know, I was joking before we just got to talk to you about the all the football, the nitty gritty football fans that are excited for Witherspoon versus Jerry Jeudy. That seems to be the highlight. But what's interesting to me is that you guys haven't seen your starters much in the preseason. Browns haven't seen many of their starters in the preseason either. And it's the first opportunity for both teams. I like that they're on the same page that way.
Yeah, because otherwise it gets a little wonky. You know, I feel like we've seen that already in the preseason. I was just watching the Colts and Bengals last night. I think the Bengals sat everybody, but the Colts played everybody. And I think the Broncos and the Packers had a similar thing. Bo Nix and the starters played, but the Packers sat everybody. And, you know, you can still evaluate guys when they're out there, because some things are just, you know, pretty simple no matter who you're playing, you know, technique, you know, whether you make or miss tackles, catch the ball, throw accurate passes, you know, stuff like that is pretty simple whether you're playing UFL players or, you know, NFL starters. But it is nice, though, when you have starters on starters, you know, good on good, you know, as much as I enjoy some good preseason violence, I would like to know, you know, who I'm watching. You know, that's usually nice. And I don't know any of the Browns backups really like that. I know the starters. So, it'll be nice to see them for however long they're out there.
I've been a big fan of Geno Smith for years, really since he came out.
Well documented, by the way.
I've stood by his side through thick and thin, and when he came to Seattle and got the opportunity, I definitely took a victory lap on that. How's he you know, playing here in training camp? I like I said, he's been really good here in the past. Where are we at with Geno?
Yeah, Geno's thing is, I mean, I guess a little bit surprisingly, because of how he started off in New York, is his accuracy. I mean, he puts that ball where it needs to go, you know, and it's not just on a certain type of pass, you know, whereas like Russ, for instance, Russ is really good, really accurate. But like, he was particularly accurate on like the deep ball. That was like his specialty. The moon ball was great. Probably one of the best in the league for a long time. Whereas Geno kind of has like, I feel like more touch, a little better vision up to certain parts of the field that really just stands out, particularly in training camp when we're a lot closer to him. You know, there are some times he makes a throw and I'm maybe, 20 yards away from, you know, his launch point, which is a lot closer than I am during a game and obviously much closer than watching on film. So just to see it closer, it's pretty crazy. You know, he hits out routes with consistency, and those are usually a sign of big boy accuracy, because out routes are pretty hard to throw, particularly to the opposite hash. Geno's kind of money on those, hits the middle of the field with regularity, and then the deep ball stuff is money. He's been doing that though since West Virginia, so the accuracy just really stands out every camp. I mean, it always stood out on film, but I was even talking to someone from the Seahawks new coaching staff. They were saying the same thing, you know, unprompted. They were just like, yeah, now that we're here, man, Geno can really spin it. You know, it kind of confirmed what I was thinking on the sidelines, that yeah, even someone who's been watching ball all their life was like, yeah, this Geno Smith guy can really spin. Doesn't mean he's perfect or anything, but that is certainly like his superpower, quote unquote, you know, as a QB.
Michael Sean Dugard covers the Seahawks for the Athletic man-to-man podcast as well, joining us here on The Fan. Let me ask you about the defensive line, and I ask with reason. Jermaine Ifedi is probably going to start at left tackle for the Browns. Our offensive line took a lot of injuries in the second game. It's not a great situation, and it's not going to be the day one, week one starting offensive line, I would imagine. Is the defensive line for Seattle and what you guys are throwing out there, is that going to be something that if Deshaun does play, Browns fans should maybe be fearful of?
Absolutely. I mean, I watched a great deal of Jermaine Ifedi, you know, in Seattle. Never saw him play left tackle, I don't think, but right guard and right tackle. So if he's the starter at left, even if it's because of injury, you know, and Seattle's putting out a starting defensive front, I would probably not put Deshaun out there. You know, that's just me, and I'm not in charge over there. I should say that I'm also not a huge fan of playing the starters in the preseason. Just the risk-reward just doesn't do it for me. Like, the possibility of an injury is more severe than the reward of potentially shaking off any rust, right, or picking up on any timing. And we got 17 games for that. We'll be okay. So, yeah, even if you're banged up at O-line, I would just wrap Deshaun in bubble wrap, you know, and it wouldn't put him out there, particularly if his left tackle is someone the Seahawks know really well. You know, I don't think team scouts super in-depth for their opponent in the preseason. They don't got to scout Jermaine. They know him. So, like, yeah, I probably wouldn't put him out there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're going to end up doing that. There's no official announcement yet. It seems like it's leaning towards Deshaun not being out there. It's going to be Jameis, but then it'll be all the other starters. And we mentioned about Jerry Jeudy in the matchup with Witherspoon. Who has the advantage there? You feel like Jerry Jeudy can actually do something against someone as talented as Witherspoon?
Yeah, I mean, Spoon isn't like already a Hall of Fame player, you know, and Jerry Jeudy has had some success in some preseason games and some regular season games against Seattle. You know, he had, I think, a 67-yard touchdown against the Seahawks in the 2022 season opener on Monday Night Football. Just smoked one of the Seahawks nickels. I think that was Kobe Bryant on that play. He also had some really good routes, I think, in the 2021 or 2022 preseason against the Seahawks, maybe even 2023. Like, he's smooth, and he's a good route runner, good at the top of his routes. I would guess that he has the advantages because offensive players just tend to have the advantage. Like, I think Spoon is a better player, but it's just so hard in this league. You know, for instance, Spoon's really good at the top of his routes as well, like covering guys. But I would guess that the refs at practice maybe let a little bit more go than, you know, a ref would in a preseason game. So let's say Jerry tries to run like a little dig route or something and Spoon's all over it, but then boom, here comes a flag, you know, because it's the preseason for the refs too. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see something like that because Spoon is not like – he's not a very passive corner. You know, when the ball's in the air, he feels he has just as much of a right to it, and he's almost as obligated to catch it as the receiver, which is obviously not how it works, but that's just how his brain goes. So I know whenever he gets a target against anybody on the Browns, he's going to be very aggressive going at the ball.
What's that relationship like with Pete Carroll and the Seahawks right now? I know he just took a job with USC as an instructor, but there hasn't been much contact, I know, with the organization since he left.
Yeah, my understanding is that Pete's just kind of doing his own thing. Pete is, I think he's been fishing. He's spending time with his grandkids. His other kids, his kids are grown. Some of them are on his coaching staff, but yeah, he's got grandkids now. I think he might even have like a new-ish grandkid, if I heard correctly. But yeah, I know he's taking the job to be a teacher at USC, a class that I really hope that someone at the Athletic pays for me to like take, you know, go down there to USC and write about that. That seems like a super fun thing for me to do, and I get to spend some time, you know, in LA.
You sound like you're excited to learn. You're just excited about that. But like, would you actually be excited if they're like, take the what? Well, I don't know what class he would teach. Like, Mike Leach taught, was it history or some sort of war class? Is it something like that? You'd be like, I'll take 4 months worth of classes to then write an article?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would for sure, especially if it's in the spring, which I believe Pete said it was going to be. So it wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't have to miss any like games. Games are the moneymaker for me, you know, in the regular season. But yeah, if he's just taking like if I got to take a spring semester to go down to L.A., which I work from home in the spring anyway. Yeah, I'd for sure do that. I take my family down there. You know, post up in L.A. and learn from Pete Carroll on Tuesdays and Thursdays or however they do the classes there. I've also never been to private school. So going to USC would be like check a random thing off the box there. I would definitely do that. Pete's a great dude, you know, really charismatic, great showman. I can't imagine the things that he would have college kids doing, you know, because he's still just a big bottle of energy I believe he'd be 72 years old at the start of those classes, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, it's definitely the type of thing that the Athletic would go for. Like, that is the I can tell why you work at the Athletic, because that thought process right there is exactly. It's just a great idea. It's a great idea. Like, you need to find a way to convince them to let you do that.
I'm gonna try. This is like I have some other things I want them to let me try. You know, but yeah, I would definitely at least send me for the first week or something like that. You know, for a few months is maybe a long time, but the first like few weeks of classes. Yeah, come on.
That's all you need to write the great story. Michael Sean Dugar joining us here, covers the Seahawks for The Athletic, man-to-man podcast as well here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let me ask you, now for the defensive side of the ball for the Browns going up against this Seahawks offense, what in particular do you feel like Browns fans should be focusing on as Browns fans enter the season thinking that we have one of the better defenses once again this year in all the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like the home road splits on the Browns defense like right in front of me, but
it wasn't great last year. They allowed 10 points a game. On the road, it was 31 points a game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wow.
Yeah, massive disparity. Why do you know that off the top of your head? Well, we do a lot of this, but also it was a talking point last year.
Yeah, and I knew that it was bad. I didn't realize it was that bad. That's awful. But so that would be, you know, to that point, the thing I just would want to see consistency from the defense on the road. You know, the Seahawks didn't put up a ton of points against them in the game last year. I think it was only like 24.
You scored twice in the first like 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and then it was lull, and then the Jackson Smith and Jigba ended up getting the game-winning touchdown on a screen pass. So I would really just want to see, you know, some consistency on the road. I mean, you're not going to get a ton of consistency in a few series, I guess, but still, you know, like you said, the Seahawks came out firing in that game. So, you know, if Geno and those guys only get a couple series, you know, tomorrow night, then I would hope from the Browns, like, yeah, let's shut these guys down. I could show that we're better than those splits were last year, because that's actually a really bad split. I didn't realize it was that bad. That's like awful. So, that's what I would be hoping for. I don't think DK Metcalf is going to play much. I don't think Tyler Lockett is going to play at all. He hasn't practiced in like 3 weeks. So that works in the Browns' favor there. It's really just Jake Bobo and Jackson Smith and Jigba. But as the Browns' defense know, Jackson's pretty dangerous too. So I would be looking to like stop him, stop Jake Bobo, get to Geno a couple times. And just show that like we can ball out on the road too.
I don't have a good feel for the Seahawks this year. I usually have a good feel for most teams. I don't have what's the sentiment locally? Do you guys give me like a win loss projection? What do you think is the right area of wins for the Seahawks in it's a brand new season in many respects for the Seahawks?
Yeah, I would say anywhere from 7 to 9, perhaps. I really need to see the O line. I'm a big believer in like your O line dictates your record perhaps more than any position group on your team outside of quarterback, you know, and even then you give me like Sam Darnold, you know, who's what on his fourth team in like 6 years or something like that, 7 years. He's not very good, but Minnesota's O-line is decent. And, you know, I feel like Sam could probably be all right behind something like that, you know, especially if you got quarterback friendly receivers too. So I feel like if Geno gets protection, he'll be okay. If not, it could get ugly. And not ugly like Geno's numbers would be bad, because even last year, I think Geno was like top 5 in pressure rate, but like in the bottom 10 in sack rate. So he knows how to protect himself and get rid of the ball, but ultimately that was their undoing, you know, because when your O-line stinks, then you can't run the ball, you can't protect your quarterback, people get hurt. You know, Geno got hurt last year, you know, twice. So that's the thing I'm looking at. If the O-line is good, like just good, like legit, like top 15-ish, that's a 10-win team, because the rest of the roster is honestly fine. You know, got a few Pro Bowlers here and there, young dudes, some good veterans sprinkled around, Jaren Reed, Leonard Williams, a couple of young guys who have made some Pro Bowls and popped, Devin Witherspoon, Zeke Woolen, Julian Love. So they got young talent mixed with, like, the Grizzly vets, you know, a few elite players with like DK Metcalf, who's a blue chip player, Devin Witherspoon, blue chip player. So I feel like the recipe is there, but you notice I just didn't name anyone up front. Yeah. So I need someone up front to be like one of those blue chip players. And if so, then I think this team could maybe be like second in the NFC West. It'd be like a frisky wild card team, kind of like the Packers and the Rams were last year.
All right, last one, and we're just looking for honesty here. I just want an outside perspective on a Browns question because we're about to play a clip from Kyle Brandt coming up next segment. As he was saying, Kevin Stefanski is going to be in the hot seat. Stefanski got an extension this last offseason. A lot of Browns fans locally would suggest that's insane. But I think if you went from a national perspective, you might look at Stefanski and say, this is year five. He's got one playoff win. Does it seem like to you, just honestly looking at it, does it feel like to you Kevin Stefanski's on the hot seat and could end up without a job if it doesn't go right this year?
Yeah, I feel like hot seat stuff is more like people who are plugged into ownership to know someone gets burned. But I do, Daniel Oyefusi, the new ESPN Browns guy, that's my guy. So we talk about the Browns, fairly often. I remember I texted him maybe a month ago and was like, hey, man, this defense, like I'm all in on this. Like I like the players. I like the scheme. I like Jim Schwartz. So I was like, okay, this is doing it for me. And then I looked at the offensive depth chart. I was like, O-line a little shaky. But I do like the skill guys. I was like, if Deshaun is just like league average, I feel like everyone keeps their jobs. But, I mean, you guys would know better than me. I know Daniel would too. It doesn't look like that's been the case in camp. And then I don't even know how healthy he is. If his shoulder's okay, I'm genuinely concerned because it feels like job security for everyone. I think Andrew Berry's got an extension, but still, like, job security for everybody relies on, like, what big moves you make and how did they pay off. And it feels like a lot of the chips got pushed in, to get Deshaun, and it's just been no fruits, to that labor. So that's what I think about hot seats for anyone in Cleveland, from management to coaching staff. It's like, are you guys going to get the most out of Deshaun, or is this just going to blow up in your face? And if so, I don't know how anyone survives that.
Mike, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game this weekend, and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Peace. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.